I'm going to be reading from Isaiah chapter 61. Chapter 61. I'll be using a lot of scripture throughout the Bible. So instead of trying to turn to each of them, take a paper and pen and write these down, and later, after the lesson, you can read them. In this lesson today, I'm going to be speaking about the poor and the ill-favored. You remember when Pharaoh had the dream of the 7 fat cows and the 7 slim or lean or poor? They were called lean and ill-favored. That's the way it is with poor people. They are poor and very ill-favored. Jesus was born into a nation that ill-favored the poor. According to Ezekiel chapter 22 and 29, the people of the land have oppressed and exercised robbery and have vexed the poor and the needy. They have oppressed the stranger wrongfully. The Bible tells us in another place that they had sold the poor for a pair of shoes. The life of the poor of this earth is the hardest. It is often one of unrelenting toil. It is often a life of privation, a life destitute of comfort and pleasure, often of hard oppression, in which the strong will of another robs them of their liberty. Their past is sad, their present is gloomy, their future is dark, there is no pleasure in their memory, there is no relief in their hope. How few are those joys which the earth can give, the treasures which enrich the heart, the hopes which reach beyond the grave. These poor people were very poor. The Bible tells us that they had sold the poor for a pair of shoes. Can you believe that? Selling your own brother for a pair of shoes? God had warned them of the consequences of treating the poor cruelly. He'd warned them of the consequences of oppressing the poor. God told them, "For the poor shall never cease out of the land. Therefore, I command you, saying, you shall open your hand wide unto your brother, to your poor, and to your needy." Jesus put it in these words, "For you have the poor always with you." God told the people, "When the poor and the needy seek water, and there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst, I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them." God will never forsake the poor. He raises the poor out of the dust and the beggar from the dunghill and sets him among princes and causes him to inherit the throne. There is a special place in the heart of God for the poor. In Leviticus chapter 14, we find God exhibiting this special favor that he has towards the poor. When a leper was to be clean, God had given directions on the things that the leper would have to bring to the priest in order for his cleansing to be complete. He was to bring 2 lambs without blemish and 1 elk lamb of the first year without blemish, 3 tenths deals of fine flour for a meat offering mingled with oil, and 1 log of oil. In verse 21, he says, if he be poor and cannot get so much, then he shall take one lamb for trespass offerings to make an atonement for him, and one tenth deal of fine flour mingled with oil for a meat offering, and two turtle doves or two young pigeons, such as he is able to catch. This shows me again that God has the special place in his heart for the poor. You remember what he told the rich young ruler? Jesus, standing there in the midst of wealth, was still thinking about the poor. He told him, sell all that you have. Sell it all. Get rid of all of it and contribute to the poor. God has a heart for the poor. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are those that hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Things were about to change. Isaiah wrote about it in chapter 61, in verse 1. Isaiah wrote these words, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. I know that Isaiah wrote the words, preach good tidings unto the meek, but I hear another one that's greater than Isaiah. And he interpreted these words as to preach the gospel unto the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. I know that the poor people of Israel had heard this scripture taught many times, and no doubt they looked forward to the day when relief would come to the poor. They looked forward to the day when God would honor his word and the good news would be preached to them, and that they would be delivered from the oppressor. And no doubt they wondered, when will this happen? It did happen. And some of those poor people was there when it happened. The Bible says in Luke chapter 4 that Jesus came to Nazareth where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. He closed the book and told them, today is this fulfilled in your ears. Yet the poor have indeed their own temptations, their own misgivings and failures, yet they are more likely to see the divine hand beckoning them to hear the heavenly voice, calling them to wisdom and service and eternal joy. The Bible says that the common people heard him gladly. And today, the common people still hear God, while the wealthy and the strong and the famous are sitting at the feet of the world to learn its wisdom and to seek its favor. If you are willing to preach to the poor, the cripple, the halt, the maimed, the castaways, and the lonely, the marginalized, the incarcerated, the heavily burdened people, if you are willing to preach to such a group as this, you will never lack for someone to preach to.